Hello, Gia.
Yeah, I think you spoke too soon.
I did. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. I'm trying to make my ice tinkle in my glass.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice
sound.
Nice
sound.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah. We're a day late because Gia had a gig last night, right?
Yeah, we were a little bit further away, so I thought by the time I got home it would be too late. But we got to see more of the party on General Hospital. So
that's true. That's true. What did you think about the party, Gia?
I think it's kind of a reflection of how New Year's Eve goes for a lot of people. Or for me, maybe.
Yeah.
Expectations are so high that you're just going to have the absolute time of your life.
Yeah.
And that you're
never
bound to be let down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing can live up to that. So I felt like there were things that were supposed to be so wonderful that I don't know. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a smaller party than I would have thought.
Yeah, these when they have like those sort of like big events on hospital, it always seems like the crowd is thin, and yet half of the people there you don't recognize.
Are extras. Yeah, they did call in extras.
So I don't know what the answer is there, but yeah, it didn't feel like a very convincing party, as much as everybody was really committed, I thought.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know, Britt was having sort of forced fun, I think.
And I thought it was interesting that they sort of gave her, I guess, a fairly proper send off, right?
Yeah. We've had less happen for characters that I thought would have more happen for them.
Yeah. Like the whole slideshow and everything, which was kind of, I don't know. It's all right, I guess. It's kind of weird because it was like her actual life, you know?
Right. It was so funny because suddenly it was like pictures of her as a child, and then she was on General Hospital, you know?
Yeah. So.
She was a cute little girl.
Yeah.
And as far as the party planning went, I could certainly see Brad's hand.
With the male
stripped down waiters and the drag queen and.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see what Maxie had done. I thought Maxie was sort of the height of fashion, and there'd be fabulous decorations, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember noticing any decorations. Really,
I didn't either. And the activity was karaoke, I guess. Was kind of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of weird twitching by like Nina, like weird, very odd dances happening here and there.
Yeah, it seems like also in those situations, maybe everybody's a little more self-conscious or something, but you're sort of aware that it's a show, you know, and everybody's like playing a part suddenly, you know.
And they're all dressed in outfits from like Dynasty or something. There's a lot of glitter, like
lots of glitter. That was sort of the theme. Yeah, there was lots of glitter.
What'd you think of Brit's dress while we're on the fashion topic? Let's stay shallow for a little bit.
Okay. I don't know. It was a weird dress. I thought, like, with the shoulders that had the like extra.
The shoulders were super 80s.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And then I think that's called rutching, perhaps.
Okay. Could be.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite a shoulder pad. It seemed like it went like further.
And then the thing down
the front, I don't know if that
That's what was bothering me.
Yeah, that seemed weird. Like, if you want to wear a long dress, wear a long dress.
That seemed like reminiscent of like, you know, the sumo wrestlers have that kind of thing. Like you could strap it around under your crotch and bring it up on the other side if you need to.
Maybe that was just careful planning on her part. Maybe we don't know all the symptoms.
But when I initially saw her in it, I thought, oh, that she pulls that off. And then that belt thing came out, and I was like, what? 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 And it looked like you could trip on it, like while she was dancing. And
Yeah.
I was
Yeah. I
a
would
little
think it would be
concerned.
very distracting, just not only to the people around her, but to Britt herself. But
Yeah.
I don't
They
know. I
may
don't know.
have very little say in their
Yeah.
wardrobe.
And maybe that was some sort of a contest winner who designed that. When in doubt, Gia, somebody has won a
You were the
contest.
contest winner. Okay.
Yeah, the only dress I think, well, the one that I had the least com to complain about, and I think I liked, was Trina's, although we didn't really get a good look at it,
See
but
what she was. Yeah, I didn't get a good look at what she was wearing.
it was a glittery number too, but it seemed like the style of it was sort of appropriate for
Right.
her, you know,
I thought
nice color.
Elizabeth looked lovely, even though that was still kind of, it was kind of a Grecian line look, something, but it suited her frame and her hair up like that, and she
Yeah, she was
pulled it
looking
off.
sort of severe, wasn't she?
Yes. And
Like
I
a
think
woman
she's
who's made a
entering.
lifetime of bad
Yeah, I
decisions.
think she's entering a severe phase of her life where it's all catching up with her, maybe. And
Like, fuck, how much did I throw away here? You know?
all for Nicholas,
For old
who's an
Nick.
idiot. So I don't know. The party was, I don't know. What did you think? Were you pleased with that as a party?
I was dreading it a little bit because it always seems like those things, I don't know, you don't get like great dialogue necessarily, you know, because everybody's sort of mingling and it is a weird sort of mishmash of people who, I mean, it was kind of funny, I guess, to see Scotty and stuff there, but I don't know. Yeah, like the dancing was a little strained, you know.
Yeah, and then we were gonna have Liesl sing, but we didn't get to
Yeah,
see
and they
that.
cut that out. That was a little
Yeah,
weird.
whereas
And it was also
Britt and Brad's song took like an hour. Like they were
the whole it was
on and on and on.
almost as long as Chase and Blaze's song. Just like, yeah. And also it seemed a little jarring, like the cutting back and forth. I don't know. I mean, obviously there's going to be a different mood and energy, you know, between what's happening on the boat and what's happening at Kelly's and stuff, but it still seemed kind of, I don't know. Sometimes those things sort of they play off each other, I guess, you know, when they're cutting back and forth between scenes. But I didn't quite feel that way with this one.
All right. I saw, I guess I'm gonna give it a C plus, I
A
guess.
C plus, yeah, like a
If we're
6 or 7
grading.
out of 10, maybe.
But I like think back on New Year's parties you've been to or gatherings or whatever, which I not like I'm like a social butterfly and have been to many things in my life, but I feel like I've been disappointed pretty much every time with
Even if you're
it's like
staying home and watching on
the
TV,
pressure.
it's
Yeah, if you're,
disappointing, you
yeah,
know.
the pressure is so much.
Yeah, it seems like a silly sort of a thing.
Now on that topic, have you purchased your black-eyed peas and cabbage?
I have not, Gia. No, have
I know
you?
you're not going to do the ham.
Not gonna do the ham. No.
I do have the black-eyed peas and the cabbage, yeah,
You
but
do? Okay.
yeah,
All right. Well,
it's for
that's.
luck. I wisely just purchased dried beans so I can just do a few because the old man won't touch them.
Yeah. Okay. He
So
doesn't need
whenever I do a
any
can, it's
luck.
like, oh, I throw away a lot of the can. So yeah, he doesn't believe in, he's like anti-sign and anti-luck and anti, I also just like black-eyed peas, so it's really an excuse to eat black-eyed peas with cabbage. But I think anyway, so I know you're not Southern. I guess that's more of a Southern.
It's a southern thing,
It's supposed to bring you money too. The cabbage is the money.
cabbage. I was t just talking about money as cabbage today, so
Money, you were.
yeah.
I can't imagine. I've watched too much Jiminy Glick, but I can't imagine the circumstance where you'd be talking about cabbage.
I'm saying something like I need more cabbage.
Need more cabbage. I'm thinking cornbread might also be part of it, but I can't remember what it symbolizes.
Okay.
Gold. Maybe it's gold.
Maybe it's just
Ooh.
tasty.
Tasty, yeah. And
Yeah,
are
the cake
you
at the party looked
prepared?
tasty.
Oh
Am
yeah,
I what
I
now?
love a big cake. Are you
Yeah.
prepared with resolutions?
Well, actually, that has to do with cabbage also. I'm going to try to get my financial house in order before it's
Wow.
too late.
And
I mean,
you
my earning
start looking
years are
like
not,
Elizabeth then.
yeah, don't have a lot of good
Yeah.
earning years left.
Okay.
So,
Now,
yeah.
I've been reading up on being more successful with resolutions. I'll share the wisdom with you a little bit
Okay.
because I go back and forth because I feel like making resolutions really just makes me feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
And I don't need help with that, you know.
I know. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
So I'm always back and forth on, well, will I make any resolutions this year or not? And because I like a little self-assessment, you know.
Sure,
But anyway,
sure.
so being picking something manageable and measurable, like
Okay.
that's the measurable. So rather than being vague, like I'm going to get my financial house in order, it'd be like something on a weekly basis, like you're going to track what you put in your savings account or something like that. I don't know. Something you can track.
Okay.
So like I think I'm going to do something specific, like I'm going to do one 5K or something this year.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, that seems like a good one, Gia. Sure. So
Or
that would
something.
involve a little bit of training, perhaps.
Right. So something that like once I've entered it, I feel the need to do it and it's less vague than just saying I'm going to get in better shape or whatever, you
Yeah,
know.
gotcha. Okay. All right.
Or so specificity and ways to track what you're doing. Or just say, screw it, life is short, I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of also where I'm at, you know.
Yeah. It's hard to be in goblin mode and make resolutions,
Yeah,
you know.
yeah. Well, I was reading up. I feel like it's gotten mixed up with this sort of Puritan religious, like just beating yourself up with self-improvement kind of a. And apparently, the whole thing started like with the Babylonians, and it was more. Well, back then they like it wasn't January, it was like March, so it was like the beginning of springtime planting and it was a more a matter of like making sure the gods didn't smite you down. It was like a you know like a, doing something to make the gods happy. So it was like returning your farm equipment to anybody you borrowed it from and settling debts and you know just kind of like getting your house in order like you said. And then they had this big old 12-day long party kind of thing.
Oof,
And
I
then
don't
I
know if
think
I
the
could.
Puritans got a hold of it later and ruined it, you know, made it all like judgy and stuff. So that's where
Gosh.
I'm at. I don't know. I'm coming up with something specific. It may or may not be a run.
Okay. Well, it seems like you've given it a lot of thought, way more than I have.
Well, you're talking about cabbage. That's big, you know.
Yeah, but I j this all just sort of came into my head over the last couple days because I was feeling panic stricken about certain
Oh
bills that
no.
are overdue.
Oh no.
You know, this time of year is so hard because of the
The
heating
crunch
bills and
time. Yeah,
stuff. You
yeah.
know, it's just, yeah, something you
Yep.
can't quite control, you know.
Yeah. You're
So,
burning the
anywho.
cabbage, basically.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's
Oh,
see, Gia.
General
Speaking
Hospital.
of
Okay. So.
burning, what did you think of Esme's fire idea? Let's
I liked how she like there was a little panic in her eyes when she thought, maybe I, you know, but then it worked.
It
So
did
I'd
kind of
say
work,
kudos to her. And I liked when she dropped herself off the parapet. I thought it reminded me of did you see the movie The Last of the Mohicans with Daniel Day-Lewis? I know it was a
No, I
long
did
damn
not.
time ago. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, at one point, Magway, who is like a bad guy, and he's been like he wants to molest one of the settlers, and he's been after her just incessantly, and she knows it's going to happen and it's going to be awful, and she just drops herself, I think, off a cliff or something rather than let
Oh,
him.
interesting.
Yeah, and it was kind of like, what do you call that? Pyrrhic victory? Pyrrhic?
Oh
Like
gosh,
that
you're
word with
digging deep
P.
tonight, G. Oh,
I know.
gosh.
It's the gin.
Wow.
Phyhy or something like that. It's like a weird, you know what I mean? Like,
I've heard the word. I have. Yeah, and that does sound like fire, doesn't it?
yeah, I think that's kind of. So anyway, I liked it. God damn it, she's plucky. I'm starting to like her.
Yeah, I know you are. Okay, I looked it
I know
up
you are.
and it's of a victory won at too great a cost to have been worthwhile for the victor. The best they can
Yep.
hope for is a Pyrrhic victory. Yeah. So yeah, we don't know what this will cost her.
Yeah, I mean,
If
in
she's
theory, we're led to believe it could cost somebody their life
And if you've
because
got a
they
little
got you.
baby in your
Yeah.
body, I wouldn't think the jostling could be good for it, Nina.
Jostling. Oh, gentle jostling. But I was starting to really feel like Nicholas was in the wrong for
How do you
holding her
mean?
captive.
Well, it definitely is unhealthy, I think, for her to be cooped up there,
Well,
and not have.
once they determined, as far as they know, that she wasn't committing the Hook murders.
And then that was definitely proven when she pitched herself off the parapet.
I just started to feel like, well, Nicholas is the bad guy here, and whatever means she needs to use to get away, or I don't know. I didn't blame her. Yeah, I don't know. Where do you stand? Do you still?
Well, I still don't like her, and I still think Nicholas is kind of an idiot here. I don't know. I feel like there had to be another option, than putting herself and her baby at risk if she really cares about her baby, It
Did
seemed
we
like
see what he did after she? Did he make any moves after she jumped off?
he was stunned, and that's kind of, I think they cut away from it at that point. I don't think we saw any
Any.
what he did next,
See, like a truly dedicated father would have just dove in after
Whoa,
without
yeah.
hesitation.
Huh. Well,
Without thought for self-preservation.
yeah, I don't know. I don't know what a dive would look like. I don't know what it looks like on the other side of that wall,
Yeah, we're probably just gonna find some big ass sneaker again.
Yeah, I don't know. It was surprising to me that she jumped,
She didn't really have a plan, apparently, for once she got out
No,
of that
it didn't
room.
seem like it. Right,
Yeah.
right. So yeah, this will be interesting, I guess, to see what happens next. Elizabeth is going to be very conflicted if she thinks maybe she had a part in her jumping to her death,
Yeah. I think this somehow will lead to Nicholas exiting the General Hospital cast, basically. Somehow this will be where he takes off. Either takes off or tries to find her, whatever, like I think that's how they're ending his storyline. My feeling is that they're taking him off for a while as opposed to filling that role. That's
I
my
hope
guess.
so.
Because he's just so discombobulated right now. Like, can he be redeemed?
And he I, well I and it's hard to even keep straight what he's doing and why he's doing it,
Yeah, I found
and then
myself, sorry, when he was speaking to Laura And they were talking about Victor and what Victor was doing. I was like, now, wait a minute. I can't even recall exactly what Victor is doing.
Yeah.
And what hold he has on Nicholas. Like, I can't even keep straight what's going on there. I know he's got him by the hairs, but.
Yeah. Well, I guess didn't Victor do something with something having to do with Hayden? I don't know if he's the one who got rid of Hayden. Or other people, because didn't Nicholas sort of say other people like were, you know, a problem, and then Victor sort of got rid of them.
Got rid of them.
I don't even remember who it was, but sort of Victor took it too seriously, I think, you know. But Nicholas sort of set whatever it was in motion. I think that's the only thing he could have on Nicholas, but I don't see how he'd use it against him if he, you know, did something bad himself, right? You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
So
I like
it all feels convoluted.
Yeah. I liked Laura. I like it when Laura gets all fierce, like she did in that conversation.
And sort of desperate. Like, it seems like we've seen this scene before, you know, where she feels like she's going to lose him completely.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't know how to stop this.
I'd like to have Laura and Ava as kind of like my angels on my shoulder, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The two wise women. I know they're like my age, or maybe I'm older. I'm not sure. So I don't really deserve having angel advisors on each shoulder. But they seem like such strong, fierce women characters. I know Ava's a murderer or whatever, little murder. But
Right, yeah. Yeah, when they're got a lot of life
people,
experience.
They seem so wise. Yeah. And they don't let anybody walk all over them. And
And they're not very—they're not judgmental, you know, when they're sort of trying to help people, you know. They're not trying to make them feel bad, really.
Yeah, they're not like New Year's resolutions. God.
No. And I liked Ava's little scene with Spencer after she was...
Yes.
Hanging out with Trina. I always like those kinds of things where you feel like, you know, oh gosh, maybe they could sort of come to some sort of.
And I liked that they didn't like make them be all like, oh, we're friends now. There was still, they're still guarded with each other. And they're like, I'm never going to like you, you know. But they both like, they like Trina. They like
yes,
like
Yes, they
her.
Do. And they're both so. Very disappointed in Nicholas.
As they should be.
As they should be, yeah.
But I'm feeling bad for both Nicholas and Elizabeth having to, like...
Yeah.
I'm using the word like a lot. I don't like it. having to sort of fake sorrow over this fake miscarriage.
Right.
That they're, you know,
right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why... Elizabeth can't, I mean, I guess it's not going to make any difference at all, but if she told somebody like Terry, you know, the truth, you know, it wouldn't really make any difference, but it seems like just continuing down this path they've taken isn't going to lead anywhere either, you know?
I was wondering if she was about to reveal it to Finn there for a moment.
Yeah, but... I thought so too, which would have been kind of nice. Although, I mean, I know we feel like they've hit a wall in their relationship.
Yeah.
So,
I just feel like they didn't even hit a wall. I just feel like they never got it off the ground in the first
place.
No,
they didn't. They really didn't. No.
But anyway, he was like, why was he at the party? He seemed pretty pathetic.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Like a sad sack there.
Yeah. Debbie Downer at the party. Jeez.
Yeah. And odd that, so Cam at, was he serving at this party or was he at some different catering?
Well, we didn't see him there.
We didn't see him at all.
And how odd that. Like Jocelyn and he wouldn't have like had plans or she wouldn't have known, you know, it was like weird.
And it seemed like it was her plan to dump him on New Year's
Eve. Yeah, on New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Didn't seem very sporting.
No, but at least she didn't do it with a text, you know.
That's true. That's true. She's classy.
Yeah. She tried to do it in person. What did you think of her conversation with Dante and Sam?
Yeah, that was the thing that was a little jarring to me while the party was going on, because like she sort of got real, like super real, you know.
Yeah.
And this, in the, I don't know, like New Year's Eve, like a weird setting to like, I don't know. I guess it has to do with her feelings for Dex, you know, all of her attitude and everything towards Sunny.
I like that she and Michael are consistently stubborn about their feelings for Sunny. It makes them feel like real siblings to me. Like they're both being such hard asses about it and so judgmental.
Right,
and
right,
so, you
right.
Know, like,
yeah.
Just not giving up like a dog with a bone with that.
Yeah,
whole...
that's true. That's true. Yeah, I was thinking that too. And like with Michael, it seems like, you know, Dex was kind of trying to get him to understand the stakes and how high they were.
Yeah.
You know, because it seems like if anybody sort of gets caught in this little plan Michael's trying to hatch, they're going to be killed, right?
Yeah, yeah. Whoever these new people are.
Yeah, so I don't know what that's going to all look like when that unfolds. Who knows? Who knows? But
yeah,
at some point, Michael's going to realize he may have gone too far, right?
And speaking of bad guys.
Yeah.
Or bad gals. Selena Wu has
has
poor
gullible
Gladys. Just, I mean, oh, how stupid is Gladys to have
walked into
that whole thing?
Yeah, to give up her little earrings so easily.
I know, and I thought, oh, when is it going to happen that, you know, Sasha will say, you know, pull your hair back or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Although
they
weren't very pretty earrings. They were just like, they were like what kids get when they first get their ears pierced, you know?
Like, starter kind of things.
Yeah.
Hypoallergenic.
Yeah, starter diamonds.
Yeah.
Although I didn't have those, but.
I didn't either. but apparently.
Did you even have pierced ears? Do you have pierced ears?
I had one, but I haven't worn.
Oh, you're such a rebel. You just had one done.
I just had one, yeah, but I never really made anything of it. What was I gonna say?
I had the old man do a second one on one ear on in our dating experience. That was like I trusted him with the ice cube and I know.
Wow, look at you.
But I couldn't. And mostly it was kind of like my Yankee practicality. I had a lot of single earrings. You know how
Exactly. Yeah. That's and the I reason thought, why one is a good idea.
I'll just put the extra one in that one.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't keep up with it, so.
No.
It went away anyway. Mm-hmm.
But, God, what were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about poor Gladys and Sasha.
Oh, yeah. And is it clear that has she been gambling away Sasha's money up until this point?
I don't know. She's got Sasha's credit card right now.
Right. And it kind of made it look like maybe she was feeling bad because she was going to have to start using Sasha's
lost her own money up to this point. And now she's... And that's what Selena knew would happen. She'd have to resort to. Yeah, because.
Yeah. And the game is rigged, right? I mean, she's rigged.
I assume so.
Gladys will lose.
Yeah. And Selena, I had, you know, felt like she had such promise as a character, but I think you're kind of right. Like, she's just hitting one note with the way she's delivering her lines every time.
I think so. You can't imagine her ever like giggling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't. But yeah, she always comes across as like the villain, like the, you know.
Like a cartoon villain, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm the villain woman and this is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You can't imagine her like with a husband or.
Or at the store, you know?
Yeah. I bet she doesn't go to the store.
Probably not.
She probably sends Brad to the store.
Yeah, that's right.
Brad, we're going to need black-eyed peas and cabbage. So.
Yeah. And so. So Britt made a deal with Selena in order to get documents to create like a new identity, she would leave Brad forever. Why does Selena care so much about whether she abandons Brad?
I don't know, because she's obviously hasn't been a bad influence on him all this time that
No.
they've been hanging out. He's still
Right.
working for her, and
Right.
yeah, I don't know. Convoluted, bad writing, that's all.
Bad writing.
Yeah.
So that was a little
What else
odd.
did we have happen? We had Chase and Sasha had a little chat. That was
Yeah,
okay. That was
that was
nice
all
enough.
right. Yeah, and another at the same time, Maxie and Brooklyn were having their little chat at the hospital when Brooklyn's like
Oh, right.
discovering that
Think
she
she's
loves
sick. And
Chase,
yeah,
you
it's like,
know.
what? That's like late coming news to, like,
Yeah.
hello. Like, that seemed like a silly time to, I don't know. It was kind of silly.
It was silly.
Silliness.
It kind
Yeah.
of seemed like she knew she loved him quite a
Yeah.
while ago.
Right.
So that
Exactly.
another manufactured, like, why couldn't they just have had a conversation? You know, they don't have to act like
Right.
she's got some mysterious illness that turns out to be love. You know, it's just
Wasting doctors' time. They don't have time for that.
yeah, and they're not like 12. They're women
Yeah,
who
they're
know their mind.
30s probably. Yeah,
Yeah.
hopefully.
So,
Yeah.
So,
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
yeah, I mean, as nice as it is to see all these different characters, I feel like, you know, we don't always get much substance with
Right.
them.
Right.
We did
Let's see.
with
I'm still
Britt and
looking at.
Liesl. I thought that was a pretty good
Yes,
long conversation they
they had a
had.
nice conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dare I say I wouldn't mind having Liesl on if I had a third shoulder,
Right.
which would be weird,
Yeah.
that would
It
be
would
odd,
be weird.
but
Yeah.
she's become another one of these wise women
She has. Yeah. Yeah.
in
So.
some ways, or at least she knows herself, which I think I'm starting to think that's the key to being wise, is like not
Yeah.
necessarily being good, but just knowing yourself really well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's true. I'd have to think about what that means a little bit more, knowing yourself.
Yeah, well, just like I know I can be a real shithead sometimes,
But a brilliant diagnostician when it comes to what
Yeah.
ails you.
Yeah. Yep. And I may just being a shithead in my inner brain, like what I'm saying to myself,
Right. Yeah, sure.
but
I think we
nonetheless,
all are. Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
think there are some people I know that I think they don't have those thoughts. Like, I don't think my mother had shitty thoughts about people,
No, that's true. She was a sweet lady. Yeah.
or if she did, it was really seldom. Like, so it's one thing to think bad thoughts about people and not say it, but it's another thing to somehow just not have those bad thoughts. I don't know if you can
Yeah.
retrain your brain, and I don't know if that's an expectation that you should have of yourself.
Right. 'Cause then it seems like you're just maybe ignoring the evidence if
Yeah, you don't
you
want to
know.
be like a Pollyanna
Right.
and
Yeah. Yeah.
so I don't know, there's something to be said for like being true to your own feelings and stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, I can be a shithead. I mean, you've been aware of that over the years, I'm sure.
Well, I too can be a shithead, and I think that's where our Venn diagrams overlap a bit.
Yes, yeah, and our love of Luther Vandross,
Oh, Luther, yes, indeed. Died too soon. Died too soon.
yeah, I'm just lying that we wouldn't have that in our Venn diagram, but
But we could.
we could put him in there, but he'd be in an outer circle.
All right, let's
He
put him
can,
in there.
like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Maybe our inner circle would have like macaroni and cheese or something like that, like,
Yes, that's true too.
yeah.
Anywho, yeah.
Oh,
So
sorry.
yeah, all
Okay,
these, well,
General
all these,
Hospital.
yeah, and the women who are the solid sort
The
of
wise
wiser
women of
women.
General Hospital, yeah.
I think they've been good and they've been bad, and they acknowledge that they've been bad.
Yes, Liesl, certainly, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely was not letting herself off the hook, if you will. Talking to Britt.
Yeah. So that was nice. Nice to have a mother-daughter heart-to-heart going on.
Yeah, I don't know why Britt doesn't understand how much this, how hard it would be for somebody else to keep her secret. You know, it seems like I'm glad she sort of was made aware of it.
Well, but I could see what she was when she was speaking to Nina and Sunny, and mm-hmm. she said, you know, how they were looking at her. Like, I can see that if you had whatever condition, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah,
that feeling that people are looking at you differently, treating you differently, you know, yeah. like yeah. that would be hard. Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I wouldn't. Like, mm-hmm. I have a friend, and he's a musician and he's diabetic. And he kind of he doesn't like people to know, really, because he feels like they'll treat him, you know, like afraid he won't be able to do a gig or whatever, uh-huh. you know, like like having people look at you differently because they're worried you don't have your health isn't up to whatever,
right?
I don't know.
Right.
So
yeah.
And
okay,
so having like having cancer or having something, mm-hmm. you know, I can't imagine like not wanting to have people pity you.
Yeah. But then we go over to Willow, who definitely, like, I don't know how they're making her eyes puffy or if she's just squinting all the time.
She's looking bad.
She is looking bad. And I like how when Drew and Carly are doing their little investigating thing, God. You know, and Carly's like, I think we should just take a break, you know, and come back. And he's like, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, like, sure, yeah. there's nothing urgent about this, you know?
I know. And they're looking at her and she, like, looks like death warmed over already. Yeah.
And I don't know what they're doing as far, like, are they looking for a match at this point? I mean, they must, must be, like, on some registry or something,
yeah, we
right?
assume whatever Michael set up that she's on some,
yeah,
you know,
but they just haven't really, like,
yeah.
But wouldn't everybody she knows be getting, well... Yeah, if they don't know it's her, nobody's
right.
going to be.
Yeah, like you're not going to go volunteer if you don't know it.
Yeah,
you know,
so that all seems that seems very stupid to me.
It's stupid, yes.
Point. Yeah.
Just because it's a soap opera, that's why. That's how.
Yeah.
But they're going to get remarried again, and so.
So that's nice.
Sorry.
You think she'll collapse at the altar?
I couldn't remember that they had been married and that they had annulled it, and then I couldn't remember why. I was like, man, oh man.
I know.
It's like terrible. Terrible.
There's so much to remember, yeah. Gia.
I did remember, though, and this made me feel a little bad about myself. Nina and Sunny were talking about last year and him.
Yeah.
That was when he was having the alcohol, you know,
right,
problems.
Right. Yeah.
And I was mm-hmm. like, wow, that seems like yesterday.
It does. I know. I was thinking, could that really be a year ago?
And I guess it was. And it seems like still, like until just recently, Nina and Sunny were talking about having a relationship, but not having it.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So I'm glad they're finally like off the fence on that. And
right.
Just
they seem to be having it.
out doing weird dances together.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
She was like gyrating just oddly during the music. And
like
I kind of liked her. I liked her for it. Yes, exactly. Like Elaine. Yeah. Yeah. And I've seen her on some Instagram posts. I think she will do weird dances.
Okay. We know Sunny will. So it would have been funny if Sunny had done one of his.
I
funny
know.
Dances.
I know. It's too bad he can't let that out and let like because Mike would do that. His
yep.
old Mike personality.
Right.
Would.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Oh, and we also had we got to see Anna and Valentine. It had been a while, and of course,
oh,
they were
yeah.
acting.
And
weren't they acting slick, like they're super spies?
Yeah, super spies. I know.
Yeah.
With Doctor, what was it? Andre?
Andre. Yeah.
Andre. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, is that him? Is that definitely the same guy, the same actor? Because it had been
nice.
So long, and I was like, he didn't seem like the same guy.
I know.
But it was,
and it was nice to see him again.
Forgotten about him.
I know. I don't really remember the circumstances around his departure.
I don't either. But he was like the memory swapper doctor.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, and the sort of feigned like rivalry between he and Valentine was kind of stupid. And I was like,
It was stupid because we don't remember.
because yeah, because I was like, that was like racking my brain, like, were he and Anna a thing? I don't remember.
I think they were almost, maybe not quite, but I thought there was some sort of
Okay.
attraction between them. I
Was
don't
there? I
know.
really don't remember.
I don't remember either, but I guess we're going to get some sort of spy hijinks pretty soon, aren't we? With them trying to break into some place.
Yeah. I just
That's
barely pay attention during those parts because
I know. You just shake your head when they talk about how
inept
they can.
spies.
Yeah, they talk. They're so confident, you know.
The only one who's really capable and you would never guess it, but it's Felicia on the whole
Felicia,
show.
yeah. Felicia
Felicia's
should
the
be
only one who
sent
can get
out.
her done. Yeah.
Yep.
Betty Boop, and but she gets shit done, you know.
She does. She's
If
smart.
she'd been in charge of killing Peter, it would have
Been
happened
a long time ago,
a
yeah.
long time ago. Yeah, it wouldn't have been just like, when next time we see you, we're gonna get you after we let you go for the millionth time.
Yeah. She'd be like, "You fucked with my daughter, prepare to
Yeah,
die."
yep,
Yeah.
yep. She would have been like Sigourney Weaver. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know. I don't know what else I want to say. I can't. I don't
Yeah.
know. It's been an okay stretch, these four episodes, but not
Right.
brilliant.
Okay.
Nothing
Yeah.
like had me like la LOLing.
No, not much LOLing. No.
Did you
Or,
cry? You said you cried last time.
yeah, I didn't this time. I don't know if I was concentrating fully. Maybe if I had been concentrating
I
fully
think
on
because you laid off the eggnog,
I laid off the eggnog. Yeah,
because
that
before
could
you
be it.
probably had your snout right in the spiked eggnog.
Maybe. It's all a blur, Gia. It's all a blur. Yeah. I
I
think what
love
I
eggnog. I
do
haven't had
you?
anyone, so I do.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. There's a lot of sort of variations now, like, plant-based kinds of things that I don't know if they're any
Oh,
good or
why
not.
would you do that?
I don't know, Gia. I don't know. But maybe it's like the spices that are part of what, convince you that it's eggnog. So,
Well, sure, I guess so, but
yeah. But
and
the
I, you
egg.
know, I'm not anti-soy milk products. I
Right,
like soy
right.
milk, but
Yeah.
eggnog is so lovely. I can't imagine you could get that same
Right.
texture of the milk
Probably
fats and
not.
everything in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
But
if you pour enough vodka in it, I probably wouldn't care,
it'd
you
probably
know.
be
But
fine. Yeah, you'd be okay
my
with that.
father-in-law and I used to get schnockered at his Christmas party every year. He would
Really?
like, he had a liberal hand with the eggnog. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
One of those sort of like, it was like his business Christmas party, like his coworkers and stuff. So I didn't
Yeah.
know anybody. I didn't want to be there, you know. So
So you were that person who went a
I
little
had my snout in the
nuts.
eggnog.
You're
Yeah.
like, who
And
is
by the end, I
she?
was like friends with everybody. And yeah,
Oh, that's
help
nice.
you load your Christmas tree or whatever. I was, you know.
I bet that's true. I bet everybody enjoyed your company, Gia. Yeah.
I don't know.
I
I
think
would ask
so.
my husband, but I'm afraid of the answer. I think, you
No,
know.
no. I'm pretty sure you were a hit at those
Oh
parties.
yeah.
Yeah. One of the things I liked about the last week or so is that we did get to see a lot of characters, you know?
Yeah, we kind of had a wide variety of stuff going
Yeah,
on.
touching
Yeah.
on lots of different things.
And I thought today might be Britt's last day because it, like you said, with the slideshow and everything, it felt like quite like that's a wrap, you know. And then she was out, but she was in a scene for tomorrow. So, I mean, for Monday. Will they have it on Monday or will we have a bunch of football? Because,
Might be football. Yeah, not sure.
this is it's weird to have these holidays fall on the
Yeah,
weekend.
maybe. So maybe it will be a regular hospital day. We'll have to see.
That would be nice.
It would be nice. Yeah. Oh, and so we think maybe Joss, at least Joss has seen the hook. We'll see
Oh,
if
right. Yeah,
he
Joss
gets
is
the
about to
hook.
get it.
Yeah.
And did you think that looked, to me, it looked like there was a mask over that whole face when we
Yeah,
saw a little glimpse?
it didn't look like Heather's profile.
No, it. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe Ryan.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Because the hand, the arm looked weird with the hook in it. Like, it didn't look like a hand holding a hook. You know, which is what you should see, right? Is like a hand holding a handle of a.
Yeah, and there was the jingling. We don't know what the source.
Oh,
of the
was there jingling?
Yeah, there was some
jingling. You heard it?
I've
forgotten all about that.
Spencer and Trina, I think, heard it, right?
Oh,
and
right. Then, they did. They heard something, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It could have been an angel getting its wings.
So. Yeah, that's true.
You wouldn't
true.
Know about that because you are a hater of classic Christmas movies.
Not all of them, but yeah, most of them.
Most of them, yeah.
It seemed like leading up to that, there were plenty of times when like Trina showed up to meet Spencer by herself, right?
I mean, as usual, the whole, yeah.
Yeah.
And why was Joss alone again?
Right, right. She told the bodyguard that Sonny was going to be there, so maybe like he
right, but
he
that
could
doesn't
just let
mean
her...
you go on your no, own.
Like, I know.
So I will walk in the darkness all by myself to get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he wouldn't. None of Sonny's bodyguards would have done that. Been that
no,
sloppy,
not they want
except
to keep
maybe,
their jobs,
maybe Norman,
yeah.
I guess. Nor, you know. But, anyway. So I guess we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if we got much accomplished talking tonight, really, but
I don't know. I mean,
I had a good time.
We covered things, but you know.
Yeah. We did talk about General Hospital a little
bit. We did mostly.
We're doing what we can, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we appreciate people hanging with us if they are. Yeah. I don't even know.
Right, I think so. Yeah. And I'm maybe their New Year's resolution will be not to listen to us anymore.
Don't listen to these two idiots that laugh like hyenas for an hour. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully
we should maybe each of us should come up with a resolution around our podcast.
Oh,
I like saying that. I feel like that's modern when you say, I'd like to speak around the topic of or whatever, you know.
Okay.
Like, that's one of my favorite things, along with moving forward. Moving forward.
I never hear you say that. So could you use can you say around the topic? Could you use that in a sentence again, please?
I didn't do a very good job of that. Moving forward in discussions. Around the topic of top podcasts of 2023, we're going to make some drastic changes in the format.
Gia, I don't think we have the tools to make drastic changes. Oh, geez.
No, that
all
was
right.
Just a sample. That was just
yeah,
a sample.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So maybe next time we're on, we can discuss what we've come up with in the way of resolutions around the topic.
Around the topic
of
this podcast. Yeah. Which probably means replacing me, you know.
swapping the hosts out.
Yeah. It'll be like,
and the next time there'll be
the
just
character
these
of
new
so
people.
And so is, yeah, that's where those poor people from the GMA show can go.
Yeah,
TJ, whatever, and what's your name? Poor adulterous things. They could come host this podcast.
Yeah, God, they couldn't be less interesting if they tried.
Oh, really, I don't even know. They're both very good looking. You know, they make a striking couple.
It's sort of a plastic way, I think. Well, I don't know.
Whatever. I aspire to plasticity. That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're probably. I think they're available now. So.
That would be so funny.
They know, like, how far have we sunk? Take over for these idiots talking about General Hospital.
They would be like Nicholas and Elizabeth, like, my God, what have we done?
What have we done?
Brought us
each other
to these depths. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that kind of creative thinking, that sort of outside the box thinking is what I'm looking for out of you next time.
Okay.
When
You really
we
are a
talk about
shithead.
thank you.
Maybe I'm going to look for more name calling. We're not going to pull any punches anymore.
More name calling. I love it.
Going to crank up the sass in 2023.
Okay. That would be a good t-shirt. Next t-shirt. Crank up
Okay,
the
crank up
sets.
the sass, yeah.
Okay.
All
All
right,
right.
see ya.
Well, happy New Year's to everybody, and
Yes, be safe and
we'll
healthy.
see you next year.
Yeah, we will.
And we'll be full of beans, you
We're
know?
full of beans. Yeah.
And
Unless
hopefully
we
cabbage.
Yeah, hopefully some cabbage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
Wow.
this was fun, and you have a lovely evening.
You too, Gia. All right. Good
All
night,
right. We'll talk to
everybody.
you soon. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.